The title of this shia is Forcing a Sale. Forcing a sale sounds chosh mishpita kenosa, and it is. However, when we go and look into what this, which lab, which is in the Torah we're referring to, it's rather different. Now, the emissary, I was thinking just to make a very small akdomen before I start. Normally, a person writes a sefer, then he's got a chance at the beginning, he gets a few pages for akdomen to thank the people that he has to thank for what he's done. He spent hours, sometimes years, to write a sefer, and he just published it. So it feels like Korach HaTov, you have to thank the people that were involved in order to be able to produce it. So these, some years ago, I was able to learn in Beis Medrash HaKadosh Chosh Mishpah Koidl, we learned that these halachas Chosh Mishpah, the machine and test. And then just go 1, 2, 3, I spent a long time working out the halachas. Shas Meister, my father was telling me, make sure you write down what you learn. I wrote down then clear enough to be able to look over my notes and be able to shatter the shmai, to give over the halachas out in the second then. I have a good across the Tov, so it'll be a shik like Donald's that. And number two, since even though the Olim here are maybe only a few in number, but Baruch Hashem, with advanced technology, we can't know who's listening to it. And any day, the Torah Way, which is the platform which enables people to be able to give over these halachas, is something which whoever's listening to, if they can copy in their town, then we'll give them all the encouragement to do so, and I'm sure the Manchester branch will give them all the necessary tips how to get things on board. So now let's start. The halacha that in Chosh Mishpah Shem Hashim and Tess is three si'ifim Shulchan Aruch which discuss the issa of Loi Sachmoid. Which Loi Sachmoid, you normally think, you open a Mesidus Yesharim, you'll find there that in your name, the surim of being jealous. How does jealousy arrive in Shulchan Aruch? So there's a big achleik to show them exactly what is allowed of Loi Sachmoid. And there's another law which is not in Parashas Yisro about Seres Debris, which is in Parashas Veschanan of Loisis Ave, which we'll need to discuss as well. Shemfurushim Mechabes Shulchan Aruch. What's the difference between Lois Achmoid and Loisis Ave? So there is three shits in the Rishonim. I don't want to go into all the shits. The shits are Tosfos and Sanhedrin. There's a shits that arrived, but we'll just say over the shits of Mechabes, which passing like the Rambam, which is as follows. Mechabes passes. And this sounds a big chiddush to a lot of people when they tell it to them the first time, that if you are jealous of someone, to the extent that you actually go along and buy it from them, and you pay money for the article that you've been jealous about, and you've halachically been coined it, it's yours, you've paid money and it's yours, you are still over Loi Sachmoid. That means that the lav is, the Mechaber says, the Simchin Nutes Tziv Yud, Kol HaChomeid has got various examples, either a servant, or a maidservant, or a house, or Kalim, or anything which you can buy, and the Hichbit Olav Reim, it wasn't for sale, but you sent him people, and you have a Hiftziboy, and you convinced him, and thought of it, you forced him to sell, you put pressure on him to sell, you put it, it wasn't for sale, but you pressure him to sell, and said, you buy it. So now we have to discuss all the various halachas. That is the actual lav. The lav is that if you are mafti, you pressure someone to sell something which you want for sale, then you overlay sachmud. And the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, even if the person says, Roitzani, he agrees to the sale, you pay him for it, that is also included in the lav of sachmud. Loisis ave, which is two seven later, is that actual fact, and you are sitting at home, you haven't spoken to anyone yet, and you're thinking in your mind, how can you go about to convince this person to sell you this thing that he's got? The fact that you're being chomid in your heart, you're thinking about it, that is the lav of Loisis Ave, the desire. And thinking about it, Mechaber says that the Mes'ave, someone who's thinking, Hataiva Behevtsu, the thinking about how to go along and pressure this person to sell you this article, that is the lav of Loisis Ave, and it's two separate lav. If you take without permission, obviously, you're going to be over as well, they think so. And then Mechaber explains, and he said it's not a very good idea. He said, Taiva maybe l'day chimud, chimud maybe l'day gezel. And there's a whole series of events which go through. If a person tries to get hold of it, and the person says no, so he starts thinking, plotting how he can steal it from him. So you have to be careful and keep out of it. Now the question is, what means putting pressure? If you like someone, so your neighbor bought a new car, and it's his fourth car, and you like his look of his car, he thinks, oh, listen, he doesn't need four cars. The car he bought himself last year, I won't mind buying off him. Can you not go innocently and knock on his door and say, perhaps you want to sell me this car? Is that included in being mafzi? So the Pasuk can say that it's only if three times you ask him, you pressure him, that there's a big true Matzela Chachma, which discusses various issues of the Sachman. Three times asking him for something is included in Haftzara, included in pressurizing him to sell it. Now, there is an interesting sort of pressure, which is the Pasuk to speak about. Renier says as follows. And the Emes Lahedon was a Meister with the mantra of Shiva, which is a similar lav of not Odom Choshu. When you ask someone to do something for him, sometimes people feel bad. They ask for Shiva, Odom God asked him to do something. So, do you mind to sell me this pen that you've got? So, he wasn't really holding my selling it, he got it as Yerusha from his Zechush for Eltazayt or something. But you feel bad to decline the Zechush, the person asked me, so you feel pressured just by the fact that he's Odom Choshev. So that, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to be very careful. Someone that's an Odom Godel v'nichbud, someone who's a great person, an honored person, and you'll be embarrassed to say no to him, then that is by just asking, that can also be included in pressurize another person to be able to sell it to you. How can you be sure that you're not going to be able to slab? You have to be convinced that the person's got the right and he's got the ability to say no to you. If you know he can say no, then when he says yes, you can take it as a yes. Because if you know that your relationship with this person is as such, that the mere asking and to sell you something will call the pressure that he'll have to do it, then that IRL itself is something that has to be very careful about. Now, to bring out a bit more exactly the issa of Lesachmoid, wanted to mention one more point, that the Rambam says there's no Malkus on Lesachmoid, even though the Rambam paskins that in order to be able on the lab, you actually have to obtain the article. It's not enough just to feel in your heart the jealousy, you have to actually get it, even if you pay it. If there is an Ebelemaisi, you have to take it. So the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus. And the Ravid asks, or the Rambam says, why don't you get Malkus? Because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. For the Ravid, what do you mean? You have to do a maisa. The Rambam shit is, if you don't actually take it, you're not going to be over. How can the Rambam say it's a lav she'ein b'maisa? L'istachim is a lav she'ein b'maisa. Before we heard the Shitzer Rambam that says that even when you take it, you're over. But now we know Shitzer Rambam is that you have to actually take it. Why is it lav she'ein b'maisa? So there's a Geshmakish Shigal Torah from the Stipel in Birchus Peretz on Ala Torah, Parshas Yisroi. The disciples got there safe, and he writes as follows. He says, the lav is the desire in your heart to want what Yen has got. The taking it is a shield, it's a measure how far you're jealous of the other person. It goes to the extent that you actually take it. That shows how deep your jealousy is, and you manage to get hold of it. But the etzem chetz of the lav, the mahus of the lav, the essence of the lav is the actual feeling in the heart of jealousy. So therefore, it remains a lav she'im ma'isa. And the Ravid argues, Shmak Shem on a stipe, we see that. Oh, so Lisa Sava is even if you don't actually get hold of it at the end of the day, you'll be over Lisa Sava. But even though for Lisachmin, you actually, after you get it, that's only a condition in the level of jealousy which you have in your heart. But it's not the actual thing that you're being over for. The actual Issa is the Chemda belief. Even though it's Achmed. Right. You're only going to be able once you get it. But it's a Shia. It's a Geshmak and Shtik. It's a Geshmak and Shtik. And I'm Shag Zahav at the Stipler.
Say it out. You want it, but it's not over like
Sachmed, are you? Oh, so the Rambam says, even if you say Reitzani. Rambam, Bacham, Pasal, Rambam. Even if it says Reitzani, the fact that you pressured him to sell something which he wasn't ready for, he'll be over like Sachmed. Now, the Svarim, right, the Geshmak is current, a new safe on Chishmishpat, Mishpat HaTayr, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph. He writes there that this example of Rabbi Yoina is not only by Choshu or Shivas. Sometimes in a dormitory you got between Bochum, and someone gets a parcel from his mother, he's learning in Gateson, and his mother sends him some nice cake and stuff. One of the roommates said, do me a favor, can I have another piece? The fourth piece is up to already. And the boy says, you know, he's leaving, his roommate doesn't want to stand with it. He wants to be get on with him. So he's got no choice and he has to give it to him. Let's be careful, because what you've done, the setup is as such that he's embarrassed to say no. So therefore you're pressured him to give you something which he wasn't holding or giving to you. So, something which is normal and you didn't pressure him. If one, the way to test it is if he can say once no to you. Now there is a similar lab of Lesir de Beforech, but Yehuda also says. Right. Or there's a way to do it. You can do it the other way around. If you show that you're willing always to give them, then you won't be machshel them. It'll work both ways as well. But there's a similar lav, let's say the word before, that you can't, Rav Nina says, you can't ask someone to do a toiva for you if the other person can't say no. Because let's say the word before. And with that, there's a story that we all know about. Rav Nina was very close to the man Shira Shiva, and Rav Shiva called him once late at night, and he asked him to come around, he wanted to ask him a toiva. Rav Nina was good enough to Rav Shiva that he said, it's too late, you can't come now. And then he thought to himself afterwards, you know what, it's Chustav, it's Achosh, wherever, I'm going to go around him. A few minutes later, he was by the door. Rav Shiva greeted him, hugged him, because he was so excited. He said, what happened? He said, you know, I'm so excited. I always was worried when I ask you to do something. Maybe you feel bad you can't say no to me. So I'm included in this Issa, similar to this Rav Nina, let's say the bit before. I can't ask you to do anything because you won't be able to say no. But now that he said no to me, I'm calm. You calm me down. Once that he said no once, I know that you're close enough to me that you can say no, so I can future ask you. And I know when you say yes, you mean it. But Al Kaponim, a person has to be careful that sometimes the actual fact you're asking him, be careful what your status is regarding that person. Now there's a big chiddush, which we find in the Charedim. He said that if you offer your neighbor an enormous amount of money for his house, and that pressurizes him to sell you the house, and that's included in the Isra Lissachmud. So let's say you've got a neighbor who's living in the house 25 years, didn't dream of selling his house. You walk over to him, in a house of Rawdon Park, £2 million. £2 million. It's way above market value. And you start to think to yourself, he really wants, why am I interested in moving? He's not interested in moving house. But you start thinking to yourself, wow, I must be so desperate in this house, that if I'm going to say no to him, I'm going to be so mean. He's willing to spend £2 million to get my house, and I'm going to say no to him, so that's going to cause the pressure. So that can be included in the Lava Sakhmo. Oh, so if he explains to you and he's unsympathized, he says, listen, I know you've been living in like 25 years, I know you're not interested in living here, but imagine it's worth it for you. And then you're masking because you understand that it's worth it for you, and you're masking it, and you're not doing it because of the pressure involved, then it's not a problem. But if the only reason, if someone's a millionaire, he doesn't need the extra 2 million, and he's only doing it because of the pressure. That because he gave such an enormous sum, that proves to me how much the other person wants, and that causes the pressure, then that can be included in the list. It's very interesting in the Charedim. And as this chiddush that you mentioned, I spoke to Rechaim Motchitzan then about this, and I said, it depends, is it the pressure of selling it, or you mask him because you understand you need the money? So the mask, I've had this, there's two different cases. In the case when you want the money, and you're willing to do it, and it's not the pressure part of it, then it's not going to be a problem. Obviously, the pasuk to speak out is a very good sefer from Yaakov Meyerstein from Bnei Brak, from Rav Ozzis Bezdin. He wrote Mishneh Berurah style on various halakim of Shulchan Aruch. One of them is on Chosh Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch Rav selected various practical halachas on Chosh Mishpat, and he wrote on that Mishneh Berurah style called Imri Yaakov. So then, Simav Vav, Sikot Mem Hei, says obviously something which is on the market to sell, even if you really want it, that's not going to be a problem, because it's a normal derech mekka chavamka. The fact that you really want, you're dying, it's the last one in the shop, and you want to make sure you get it if someone else gets it there, and you're challenging to be there on time, and you'll make sure all sorts of ways to make to the shop on time, that's not a problem. Because the maisa, you're doing a normal...
If you offer more money,
but if it's a regular thing on the shelf,
for sale.
If it's a regular item which is there for sale, that's not going to be a problem. If it's there for sale, I don't think so. Because it's on off. It's something which you can buy. You're outbidding the other person. Not a problem outbidding someone.
You're paying for 200,000
and you're saying, and you're saying, I'll give you 230 to get it to.
Is that not a settlement?
Don't know. Because. For sale. Something which, an item which is for sale.
You want it for 200 and I want it for 220 because I want to get it.
You're not forcing the seller.
Right.
You're outbidding someone else. Right, yeah. Sachem Lecher is only if you got someone which is someone not holding my sale, you're jealous to get it off him, then you're going to do Sachem. I don't know.
You're forcing the seller to sell to you because you're offering 20,000 more.
So this is a new shaila. Forcing someone to sell someone to you, not to someone else. I don't know if that's Nesachmud. Nesachmud Shulchan Aruch is talking about, it's not for sale. Could be other Yisurim of outdoing someone else. Not Asisa Yoshev HaTov. But also there is the Nesachmud, that Adalba is included. Now, there is a very big chiddush in Shuvat Shevet HaLevi. In Shuvat Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Kei, he's got there Kuntras HaMitzvah, Simon Yud Tes. He speaks of the following Shaila, which also happens sometimes. You have a shop which is about to close. It's Erev Shabbos, it's before Zman, or it's ready late at night, and he wants to go at 8 o'clock, the shop's closing. You go there just before the shutters are down, and say, do me a favor, let me just buy this off you. I'm so sorry, it's overtime. I've been kept up, I have to go. And you stand there and you make yourself a big nebuch and you say, I need this item, please let me just quickly buy it. So Rav Ozan says, this can be included in the Sachmud. Why? Because he is not holding by selling you this item and you're forcing him to sell it. Now, this is a big chiddush.
They're selling it tomorrow.
There is two scenarios which you can claim this case. And I'm not so sure Rav Ozan means the case I just mentioned. Could we mean a similar case? Let's say you've got a shop which has just opened up. And he wants to show his wares that he's got. He's got five different types of, a variety, five different types. And he's got a lot of stock. You walk into the shop, say, I want to buy off you all the stock you've got of this type of this line. And he said, I'm very happy to sell it to you. Do me a favor, come back in a week, in 2 weeks' time. I'll give you half now. I want everyone to see what good shop I am. I want to keep my variety available. I'll sell you half now, and the other half I'll sell you next week. So he's got a reason why he doesn't want to sell it. Even though it's a shop, normally, but he could be only there if Ozan says that you're going to be over Lissachman if you pressurize him to sell you the whole lot. If you, if he's, the estimate's for sale, but he's got a study stick of sib, but he's got a side reason why he doesn't want to sell it to you.
The whole stuff.
So if it's time, he wants to close, I've heard other people quote Rav Ozan saying that is Lissachman. I'm not convinced this is included in this case. I think he means the other type of case where he sincerely does not want to sell this item now, and he's got a legitimate reason why he doesn't want to sell it at all. It's not for sale, even though it's in the shop, it's on the shelf. This item is now currently not for sale. For some whatever reason it is, he's got the right to say that. If you pressurize him to sell something that's not for sale, you're going to be over.
Come in, he's going to buy it and sell it. I hope stuff is gone.
So it depends, it could be. I think of a case when he wouldn't want to do it now, he'd want to do it only in a week's time.
It's
on the window. Right, so there's certain times when even a soicha doesn't necessarily want to sell a certain item. So Ocha Shulchan says, he advises people that in order not to be over these lav, and they should make sure to buy only from shops, not from private sellers, that there are private people, pressure people, it's not good. It is a various kulas. Ocha Shulchan says, the kula be mashadach, you can ask someone, you can even pressurize, he's got a raya from the mechilta, that you can pressurize someone to do a certain shidduch. Lestachman eishes rechat woman, which is already married, and you get this other husband to divorce her to marry her. But a girl which is not married, and you want to have a certain shidduch, you can send 5, 6, 7 shatchonim to go and pressurize the person. That's not included into the issa. If you wanted to teach you a certain chokhmah, you know the astronomy, and you want to get him, and you pest him to ask him to teach it to you, that's also not even in issa lestachmud. In the Evan Yisrael, we saw Yaakov Fish got a shaila about someone who needs a kidney transplant. And you got a good friend, and you know if you ask him enough times, he'll give you his kidney. Then, because you can't see it, he's got a kula that it's not going to be included into the Issa, and you can pressurize him to give you his kidney. He said the chelik of the elav is only when you see, and that's included in the chemda. Loisusav is the same thing. The Tshuva Nevin Yisrael Chelik case in Kufay speaks about there's no Issa if you can't see it, not over the lav. It's an interesting sort of case. And then as well, there's another Kulish of Oskar say that if you don't actually need, it's only got 25 cars, he's not selling any of them, and you need one of them, don't need a certain particular one, then it's also not included in this. So it's only when you want a particular item, and you pressurize to sell him just that item.
Anyway, what about a shop that sells only 6 items per customer, you say pressurize and sell 12 to you?
So that will be included in the Shah Shekhar David, that will be a problem, because it's not for sale. For whatever reason it is, Lamais is not selling it, they're pressurizing him. Fine, we should be zoich always to put the chemd in the chemd of the reise and be zoich kinas chochme, kinas sofim tabu chochme.
Oh, man, it's clear.